I was old enough to understand what Mameha meant by the passage of clouds over the moon, because I'd been experiencing it for a few years already. The first time, I couldn't have felt more panicked if I'd sneezed and found pieces of my brain in the handkerchief. I really was afraid I might be dying, until Auntie had found me washing out a bloody rag and explained that bleeding was just part of being a woman. "You may not know this about eels," Mameha went on, "but they're quite territorial. When they find a cave they like, they wiggle around inside it for a while to be sure that... well, to be sure it's a nice cave, I suppose. And when they've made up their minds that it's comfortable, they mark the cave as their territory by spitting. Do you understand?" If Mameha had simply told me what she was trying to say, I'm sure I would have been shocked, but at least I'd have an easier time sorting it all out. Years later, I discovered that things had been explained to Mameha in exactly the same way by her own older sister. "Here's the part that's going to seem very strange to you," Mameha went on, as if what she'd already told me didn't. "Men actually like doing this. In fact, they like it very much. There are even men who do little in their lives besides search for different caves to let their eels live in. A woman's cave is particularly special to a man if no other eel has ever been in it before. Do you understand? We call this mizwage."
"We call what mizwage?"
"The first time a woman's cave is explored by a man's eel. That is what we call mizwage. Now, mizu means water, and age means raise up or place on, so that the term mizwage sounds as if it might have something to do with raising up water or placing something on the water. If you get three geisha in a room, all of them will have different ideas about where the term comes from." Now that Mameha had finished her explanation, I felt only more confused, though I tried to pretend it all made a certain amount of sense. "I suppose you can guess why the doctor likes to play around in Gion," Mameha continued. "He makes a great deal of money from his hospital. Except for what he needs to support his family, he spends it in the pursuit of mizwage. It may interest you to know, Sayuri-san, that you are precisely the sort of young girl he likes best. I know this very well, because I was one myself." As I later learned, a year or two before I'd come to Gion, Dr. Crab had paid a record amount for Mameha's mizwage, maybe 7,000 yen or 8,000 yen. This may not sound like much, but at that time it was a sum that even someone like Mother, whose every thought was about money and how to get more of it, might see only once or twice in a lifetime. Mameha's mizwage had been so costly partly because of her fame, but there was another reason, as she explained to me that afternoon.